And that is our fantabulous music team, John Weissman and Melanie Gabris. Yes. I got to be in a training with David Pomerantz right after he had written, close to the time when he had written that. And so it's always had special significance because it is in every one of us. And to recognize that as we go forth about our daily lives, would we certainly bump into those moments when we think it really isn't in them, is it? You know? But to remember that it is in every one of us. So, it's wonderful to be here, to be back, to wish you all a happy new year. And how many of you had a chance to watch the Rose Parade? Some of you, okay. Not everyone knows. I was away on vacation, and that takes me back to my family, my sister and her husband, who are in California, and they live right above Pasadena and have always go to the Rose Parade. So did you see me waving? I was there, and I was right on the street, you know, where they have a little method. They get there early, and, you know, people go there the night before, and they camp out on the lawn, on the sidewalks along the whole five whatever mile route. And so about the time they're waking up around 6 or 6:30, they begin to roll up their sleeping bags. Well, if you're there right then, as they move forward, you can put your chairs right there. So, that's the methodology, and it works really great. So, I had a wonderful time and got a lot of family business done and saw a lot of friends. I got to go to two different Unity churches. It was fabulous. My original home church and another church in Pasadena, and just connect with colleagues, and it was a great time. So did you appreciate the warm weather I brought back with me? I was tugging it along the way. I did not mean to bring quite that much rain, but you know, our planet needs it, so we're grateful, and there we go. So this is a new year, and it is a wonderful time to take a look at the year that has passed, the things that we have learned, the things that have changed, the ways that we have grown, what it is we want to release, what it is we want to step into. And you've had a tremendous opportunity. I have heard so many wonderful things, Lisa, about your gathering that was here on New Year's Day to take a look differently at what we call New Year's resolutions, which oftentimes are made from that intellectual mind that thinks of the things that we should do differently. Doesn't work real well, does it? It's, you know, it lasts all of about 2 weeks to 5 minutes, you know. The intention that comes from the heart is a different way of stepping into the new year. And that's, I know, what Lisa invited people into a greater awareness of. And of course, with that intention, we need to make room. We need to release that which has been in order to create room for the birth of new intention. And so I know that Reverend Dr. Barbicle Branson did a wonderful talk with Burning Bowl Ceremony last Sunday. It's one of the things that I particularly enjoy in Unity, and I did get to experience that while I was in California. And that leads us to this Sunday, which is a particular Unity celebration, a symbolic celebration of the White Stone Experience. And the title for today is The White Stone Experience, A New Spiritual Name / Vision. And so as we enter into a new year, there's always that, you know, kind of excitement, isn't there, of what will this new year hold? We've had some fascinating events, have we not, in 2016? And boy, didn't the pot get stirred. You know, I don't know about all the other circumstances in your life beyond just the political arena, which was one that was very evident for most of us. I had several shifts and changes and things go on in my life. How many of you experienced a little bit of that stirring of the pot in 2016? Well, yeah, I would imagine we would all raise our hands, because you know what, friends? The stirring of the pot is the natural expression of spirit that is calling us to something else eventually. See, if everything kind of is status quo, don't you sort of start to get bored? Not at first, because it feels really good to have things flowing smooth, right? Well, and that's wonderful too. It doesn't mean that it can't be kind of some nice moments, but then there's that divine discontent of the soul. That's that little voice of God that's saying, hey, you want to sail outside of the safe harbor? Because we know that ships are not meant to stay in the harbor. They're meant to sail out upon the ocean, to discover, to move. And that little part within us that is the divine drop of God in each one of us calls us into that and says, come on, let's go. Let's go have an adventure. And so as we step into this new year of 2017, and how in the heck did we get to 2017? Wow, can you remember it at Y2K and, you know, thinking the year 2000, you know, we should be like what was the dog that the cartoons that went in the little, somebody's got to know, Marmaduke or Rutrow. Oh, Scooby-Doo. Okay, sorry. See, it ages me. I'm sorry. But, you know, it was like, weren't we going to be the Jetsons? Weren't we going to be in those little hovercrafts and stuff? You know, and here it is, 2017. And so what does it mean? What does it mean for you? And the new year always invites us into that opportunity, you know, that opportunity of exploring, you know, of sailing a little bit outside the harbor. It doesn't mean we can't come into the harbor and, you know, and moor the boat for a little while, but then we're going to sail back out. And so as we begin to explore what is before us, what we're moving into in a new year, one of the first and most important steps which you participated in last year is that process of releasing, right? Alan Cohen, he is a spiritual author, and he's written, he's contributed to Chicken Soup for the Soul. So Alan Cohen says this: it takes a lot of courage to release the familiar and seemingly secure, to embrace the new. But there is no real security in what is no longer meaningful. No security in that. There is more security in the adventurous and exciting. For in movement there is life, and in change there is power. You know, how long do we hang on to that which is familiar, forgetting the excitement of embracing something new? And so a new year invites us to be more aware and to consciously release, to let go, like of habits that we've had, of ways we've dealt with others. And in that process, how many of you were here and wrote down things on a little piece of paper that we burnt? It's a burning ball. If you weren't here, you can participate in that on your own. Don't set your house on fire. But, you know, you can actually, it's an important process you can engage in any time. It's like the phoenix, you know, that burns, because what was needs to go to create room for what is birthing. And when we write those things you write what you are ready to release. And here's a little clue. Don't write down what you think you should release, because that never works, because it's not about what we should do. It's what the impulse of the heart is calling us to do. So write down those things that you may not even know or understand how to let go of, but you know you're ready to. And once you do that and you release it, turn it over to the Spirit of God's presence within you to help you. You know, when I find in my life the places, perhaps myself who I have judged, or the people, man, do you ever have people in your life that you have felt they've hurt you in some way, or, you know, and then that mantra comes back, man, they did that to me, and oh gosh, and it runs the track of your mind, or am I the only one that does that? Okay, okay. Or a time in our lives that was challenging. You know, and we run that record and we run that record. And I've been taking a look at that for myself. I'm like, man, I've been doing spiritual work on that. And there it comes again, spitting right out of my mouth. And I'm talking to somebody about it. And I'm going, okay, but the intention in my heart is to see that person, that situation differently. And if the intention is planted, that seed is planted, and if I turn it over to God, there is the Spirit of God. It's not a person out there who does it, but is the activity of the Spirit of God in us who helps us in that process of releasing and growing and shifting. We're not going to do it up here. We need to go through here because that's where it's stuck, but then we need to let it go to the Spirit of God. In Romans 7, 6, in Scripture it says, "But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit." What they're referring to here is the law, is the outer intellectual law that we abide by. But when we understand that we are greater than the intellectual mind, that it is not that which controls us, it is the heart of our being that feeds divine ideas into our minds. We understand that we're released from that limiting law, from those habits, from those belief systems, and we have died to that which has held us captive so that we serve in the new way of touching into Spirit. And Charles Fillmore talks about in his book, The 12 Powers, which we'll be seeing the movie on, he says, "A change of mind affects a corresponding change in the body. If the thoughts are lifted up, the whole organism is raised to higher rates of vibration. But first, there must be a renunciation or a letting go of old thoughts before the new can find place in the consciousness." Friends, if we are still on that track of feeling hurt or having doubts or being in anger, there is not the room for the expansion of sailing out of the harbor and into embracing new thoughts and new ideas and opening ourselves to divine inspiration. So the first step is to release. And we have to go through that process many times through the year, but at the beginning of the new year, it's a wonderful time to do that. So in celebrating the ceremony of the white stone, each of you, I'm sure, received one of these. And when we get to this part in just a moment, if you did not, our ushers have some for you. It is based on something from Scripture in Revelations 2:17, and it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." A new name known only to him, to each one of us who receives it. Now, in the time of Jesus, the Romans, and when they released someone from prison, what they did is they handed them a white stone that enabled them to move back into society and to say, "I am a free man. I am a free woman. I have shifted and changed into a new experience in my life." And friends, a part of this process of moving forward is understanding how important it is to free ourselves from the prison that we find in a beliefs maybe that we aren't good enough, or that we're not lovable, or we are not creative, or what are some of your beliefs that you're ready to let go of? Don't all talk at once. I know we've got some. Not worthy. Not enough. And I mean, these things play out in our lives in a myriad of ways. But bottom line, the one thing that we most all seek is that place of being loved and knowing that we are lovable and that we can love. And so it's the freedom from all the different circumstances, the perhaps the parent who whispered something in our ear like, you will never succeed. Or perhaps it was a teacher who said, well, your handwriting is terrible. They don't do that anymore, huh? Because they don't even do cursive writing anymore. Or perhaps it was a math teacher who said, well, you will never do well with numbers. Or maybe it was someone that was a friend that put you down and a part of you felt that you would never succeed. Friends, we each have these different experiences through our life that create a belief system within us that we have an opportunity to set free when we release it to God. And when we step forward in that place of freedom that declares a new spiritual name. From 2 Corinthians 3:17 through 18, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. See, freedom is not in the beliefs that we carry. Freedom is in the recognition of the limitlessness, the grace and the love that is Spirit. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory. The Lord is the Spirit. And when we listen to that spiritual voice that is within us, that is the Lord of our being, we are released from the prisons of old belief systems that are less than whole and upright and worthy and wonderful. And how many of you are familiar with Bob Marley? Singer, songwriter, there we go. He says, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. Mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. We are the only ones, friends. No one else can do it for us. And it's up to us to lay hold of that with enthusiasm and excitement and say, I will write upon the heart of my being a new name because I will listen to that voice of God that speaks in me. And it's so important to remember to listen, to take time apart, and to be open and receptive. So when we go through the process on this wonderful white stone, and I will lead you through that in a few moments where we'll take some time in meditation so that you can listen. Remember the power of the Word. Setting spiritual intention powerfully calls us into a grander expression. Setting a spiritual intention powerfully calls us into a grander expression. So when we talk about the Word, it was translated from the Bible. In Greek, it was the word logos. And most biblical scholars say there truly is not an English equivalency of the word logos. Because logos is divine in nature and refers to divine idea. So when we talk about the spoken word, the power behind that, the breath. Most spiritual practices talk about the breath. It is the breath that carries that word and it carries that intention. And so in English, we talk about the word, but what we're referring to is divine idea. In scripture from John 1, 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning was the one who is called the word. The word or logos was with God and was truly God. So the word or the logos is God, is divine idea. From the very beginning, the word was with God, and with this word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the word. Divine idea. Once established in the heart of our being, as we listen for and lay hold of it, divine idea is what draws forth into outer manifestation all of the magnificent dreams and ideas and visions that we can become. In Keep It True Lent, Charles Fillmore speaks about the word. It says, this is exactly what the word is, the working power of God. Persistent meditation upon the truth contained in the word of God opens the mind to spirit. The word of God is the revelation to man of the powers and possibilities of his own being. Man's consciousness is lifted up by the wisdom of the word, and he finds himself master of the powers and privileges of infinity, friends. So it is up to us to be willing to open our minds and our hearts, to take a moment to listen, to be aware that there is something greater within us. I'm sure most of you are aware of Carl Jung. Was an amazing psychologist, philosopher. He says, your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. He who looks outside dreams. He who looks inside awakens. Friends, we are in a process of awakening moment by moment, of being willing to listen to the divine spirit, that voice that is within us, speak to us. Lao Tse, of course, the Chinese philosopher, says, when I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. So that first process is to release what has been, to set sail outside of the harbor. And Reverend Mike Fotheringham, he is a Unity minister, and he said, set your intention and trust the universe to take care of the details. You know, we get so involved in, we have to plan it all out, that we forget that once we have planted that seed or listened to that intention, that divine voice that's speaking within us, then spirit will guide us if we're open and receptive and continue to walk forward in the focus of that intention. So I'm going to invite you to take your white stone now and hold it in your hand. And as you do so, you may choose to close your eyes, to just allow yourself to become more aware. Does anyone else need a white stone? As you close your eyes and you just release and let go of the busyness of the outer world, as you release and let go of the thoughts of past habits or the things that have blocked your way, shift your sight, your insight, to a place of receptivity and openness. In Deuteronomy, it says, love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. And in Job, it says, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Friends, the breath of the presence of divine pure being is breathing in you, right here and right now. It is calling you into that grander understanding of the divinity of your own being. It is calling you to be spiritually renamed by an actual name that may come to you, by a word that represents that which you are moving into, by a short phrase. God is calling us each within the heart of our being into the grander design of who we are. And though at times a word may come and we think, well, no, that's not it, or I can't possibly do that or be that, open yourself, be willing to know that divine ideas stretch us beyond our normal boundaries and limits, enabling us to fly in the universe of limitless potential. So relax and open the heart of your inner spiritual mind and listen to the voice of God. And as you receive that inspiration, that new name, that new vision or intention, that word, the logos, the idea, when you are ready, write that upon your stone with the pencils that are in the pews, that you may carry this stone with you as a symbol of your freedom, as a symbol of the shifting of your consciousness, the changing from what was into what is becoming. Be still. Be open. And listen. And as you have taken the moment to write down your word or a few words, just hold that stone in your hand. Infuse your being with this divine logos, this divine idea. Let it take hold within you. Let it shine as a great light of love throughout you. Know that as you step forward into this new year of 2017, it is the truth of who you are becoming. And so, beloved God, we give thanks for this inspiration. And we step into the truth of who we are with enthusiasm, excitement and expectancy, and we live it forth, guided by your divine light, grace, and goodness. We pray this in and through the power of your nature and your name. Amen. And so, in closing, I would like to share this quote with you from Jonathan Lockwood Huey. He says, "Honor your being. Release each and every struggle. Gather strength from life's storms. and relax into the arms of Spirit. 2017, woo, hoo, here we come. And there we go. Amen.